This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. So have you heard of the new computer operating system Red Star? No? Well, you've probably seen it or something like it. Red Star OS is the new homegrown operating system in North Korea. And like some of the other tech built in that country, it has a familiar vibe. David Lee is a technology reporter for the BBC. He says North Korean engineers have opted for a new kind of imitation.
So the operating system that they've rolled out is for desktop machines, for PCs that people have in, well, it's in libraries and in schools. And until recently, this has been a bit of a rip-off of Windows. Now it looks very much like another computer service from Apple. So they're trying very hard to keep up.
What's the evidence here that this operating system is like a Mac?
So obviously we think of North Korea as a very closed-off country, but they do. There is quite a large number of workers that go in for specific tasks, and one of those tasks is computer scientists, and it's through an American computer scientist that took screenshots of this. And there's actually a downloadable version of one of the earlier versions of the Red Star OS, which is what they call this operating system, that anyone can download.
Give me a sense of who is going to be using this operating system in North Korea.
Computers are generally found in libraries, in schools, anywhere where it's a fairly controlled environment. I believe there's one internet cafe in Pyongyang, so it's still very, very, very closed off.
Do we have a sense of some of the additional applications that are part of this?
In terms of functionality, it's actually quite sophisticated. It's not basic. It does offer quite a few functions. I mean, some of the interesting aspects are some of the sort of North Korean touches in there. So, for example, the calendar. The calendar actually says 103, year 103, as opposed to 2014. And that's because it's 103 years since Kim Il-sung came up with his Juche ideology, which is the law of the land that North Koreans follow. So there's little touches in there that give you a hint this is North Korean. But in terms of how it plays out as an operating system, from what we know, it's actually very similar to something that we'd all be used to using.
What else do you think is interesting about the hints about how North Koreans are using technology?
One of the more interesting aspects, I guess, is mobile. Now, unlike previous ways of getting information, like through newspapers that the state controls or indeed television the state controls, mobile is a lot harder to control. So text messages, we know, are very popular for spreading news. So technology is thawing away at some of the closed nature of North Korea.
Dave Lee is a technology reporter for the BBC. Dave, thank you very much.
Thank you.